Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear is Madani Channel viewers, welcome back to our series. In this episode, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we, as in the previous episode, we looked at the importance and how significant it is and how crucial it is that we try our level best that we have in the very beginning, that both the partners, the husband and the wife, need to be pious people, and how that it is crucial first and foremost, especially focus on the woman, that the woman, she need to be a very pious person. And we learn from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you marry your women, make a choice out of a faith, out of a iman. This should be the first and top priority when choosing a woman. Because when it comes to this, because a woman is one that she should be the one that when you are far away, you yourself will have safety in herself, keeping herself and protecting herself, as well as looking after your property and looking after your wealth. So that particular woman, you'll find that there is, alhamdulillah, and the husband too also compliments the wife, and he is also a good natured, a spiritual person. He is also a good Muslim. Partners like this, subhanallah, they are the right ingredients, and they are the right partners that can build up, that are needed as the soul, as the main unit of building up a good home Islamic environment. So as we focus, inshallah azza wa jal, today we also focus still on the aspect of having a good wife and a good husband, and how it is, it brings out success. But we look at, inshallah azza wa jal, a certain point, how Islam has actually, subhanallah, elevated the status of women. So let us hear about the significance and importance of sending Durood Sharif and reciting Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that only one Durood Sharif, merely only a single Durood Sharif that you send on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with love and devotion, what is the reward that you get from that? Allah azza wa jal, he blesses you with 10 rewards, subhanallah, for sending only one Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for the purpose of increasing our love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let us try our utmost best to pay attention and acquire, make necessary a good intention that we are seeking. We are watching this episode, we are watching this series solely to gain the pleasure of Allah and gain the reward of Allah Azza wa Jal, acquire Islamic knowledge so we can impart that knowledge to others as well. And as well that we watch this particular episode or any other episodes that you see on Madani channel, that for the sole reason that we acquire Islamic knowledge, as well as that we will share this knowledge with others. So to do so, you need to ensure that you are sitting in such a position that allows you to pay maximum attention, and that you're not distracted, and that inshallah you are focused. Whatever points you pick up from this episode, as well as the other episodes that you watch on Madani channel, your aim is to practice upon it inshallah, as well as that inshallah spread the message to others. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla states,
وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَذُرِّيَّةً.
Sadaqallahu al-Azim. And we did send prophets before you and appointed for them wives and children. So we see that the act of getting married, the act of marriage, the act of people, two people, a man and a woman coming together in marriage and living together is not an act that is it's an ancient act. It's an act that the pious people from the beginning of time, most importantly the Anbiya, used to practice. So subhanallah, how noble that Allah Azza wa Jal has made that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us that an-nikahu min sunnati, that seeking marriage or having a person getting married is my sunnat, is my way, subhanallah, as it was the ways of other Anbiya. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, that person who refrains from the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he's able to do so, so he's not part of the ummah, he's not part of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's not from me. So subhanallah, then marriage is such a beautiful thing, but it has to be done according to the sunnat of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it has to be also in a way that Allah pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, and it is beloved to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So we said the focus today is that we look at our discussion is mainly focused on how that, as we said now, we're looking at that important aspect that our women folk in today's time, they look down upon themselves simply when it comes to being pious, and as well as our daughters, that because they have a career, or perhaps now they themselves feel that perhaps in a modern day and age a woman shouldn't be pious because she has a career, she has a profession. But we on the other hand, this should be, it's a wrong notion to have this in the very beginning, and it's a very wrong way of understanding the whole aspect and understanding why a woman should be pious and be able to have a career and a profession. You know, if I'm pious, if I adopt piety, then I'm not able to pursue the career or the profession that I have. I'm not able to become a woman that should look, should be the perfect wife. No, only if I have modern trends or I follow modern cultures, etc., etc., would I be accepted in the society. That is a wrong notion. So if you look at it, why Allah Azza wa Jalla in the beginning created us? Allah Azza wa Jalla has created us for one sole purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, I have not created jinn and mankind for any other purpose in life, any other reason, that includes male or female. Right? Then what is the reason? The sole purpose Allah is to worship Allah. So a woman needs to be pious. Taqwa, piety, he is the treasure for a woman. So if she doesn't have it, as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam learned, she doesn't deserve to be a perfect mother, a good mother that can bring about that Islamic environment that you so desire from the house. How do you expect to trust such a woman who's not pious? So the whole focus is that is the essence. So these other societies and other cultures, they themselves, if you look at historically, a woman before Islam had no rights whatsoever. In some countries, the woman was considered subhuman. And the root cause of all society's ills, other people used to look at the woman, she is the cause of all the negatives, the ills that are taking place in that particular country, in their cultures. They used to consider women as ills of society. In some parts of the Eastern world, in the East, the woman was considered an agent of the devil. In some societies in the East, in some Eastern countries, the woman was regarded as an agent of the devil and has enticed women towards wrong. They thought she is an agent of Shaitan, she is an agent of the devil. And you find some of these even Eastern countries,
In the past, the woman was shunned and kept isolated because it was considered that she had been created impure. Such were the evil beliefs the people had. And in some Eastern countries as well, widows were unfit for existence without their husbands. So in those societies, in those cultures, in certain Eastern countries, in their culture, they would believe that widows do not deserve to live any longer. And hence, once the husband dies, the one that buries their dead ones by burning them would burn the woman alive together with the husband, the dead husband, because she has no reason to exist, because she herself was unfit for existence. So if then she would be disgraced and shunned by society. So if you look at even some evolved religions that have evolved until now, some certain religions, woman was considered an obstacle. She was considered an obstacle to men's spiritual devotion. You know, they would consider that a woman, she can't bring the height of spirituality of men. She was a distraction, so hence she should be shunned. Subhanallah. Look on the other hand, how beautiful is our deen. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person marries, has accomplished half of his iman or half of her iman, both ways, that actually the deen, it is fortified, the deen is strengthened by bonding of a man, a true pious husband and a true pious wife. When they come together, they're building of a true home structure that is built on the foundation of a religious deen. Islamic environment is a true essence of actually bringing man to his true spirituality, to the height of his true spiritual level that he needs to rise to come up to. So not other religions that would take and actually consider a woman that she's an obstacle in men's spiritual devotion, and they would encourage that the men live as alone as a monk, and women that would live alone without having a man. So our deen doesn't teach that. Because why? That is the wrong way. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he used to say, "O young people, whoever among you is able to marry, should marry. And whoever is not able to marry is recommended to fast, as fasting diminishes one's sensual powers." Subhanallah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he encouraged marrying. Now you look at this. On the other hand, actually, deen of Islam has liberated a woman. Because a woman, in essence, she has been created to worship Allah. And these people are taking her away from the worship of Allah. We're discussing about this point because if you look at what's happening today, the problem is you find that ourselves or our daughters, our mothers out there, and in many families, being pious is being shunned. People consider that if you are pious, a woman, if she's pious, then she's not able to raise through that success, that ladder of success in a career, in a profession. But contrary to this, is the right of a woman to be pious in foremostly, and that it is her right to ensure that she herself adopt piety, and that it is her right that she herself actually should have the fear of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made it very clear that of all the things that you can find, of all the treasures in the world, the one that has found the actually true treasure, the most precious treasure in the world, is one that has a pious wife. So our women folk don't need to make themselves or to make themselves to emulate and go about and try and imitate those people who themselves come from that background where they were being shunned. and now to change the things around because it's a modern society. This same very same societies now have changed the course and made these women to be the one. She's an object. She becomes a commodity. She becomes a source of advertisement and a source of bringing wealth. It has changed the way that they used to do in the past, oppressing women. The method has been changed in a way that suits the modern woman, thinking that she is being liberated. In actual fact, she is not being liberated. She is oppressed, because the essence of liberation is to know who you are, to know yourself, to know the true purpose of life. And the true purpose of life for our women folk, our mothers there, our daughters there, is to be a true servant of Allah, which is to have the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. So we looked at all these other cultures, how they brought up their women folk, that she is doesn't deserve to be consulted. She doesn't have to be a person that needs to leave after her husband has died. She don't need to be near the man, because she herself, she's an obstacle towards men achieving his true pinnacle of success of spirituality. In other cultures, she had been regarded as somebody that is something that is of irrelevance. She is an agent of the devil. But our deen has liberated our women folk, and in this manner, the deen has said, actually, she is very precious and very important. And if one can find such a woman, then that person who aspires, that those people who aspire to have a true religious Islamic environment, they have found a true treasure to build up that true home environment. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So we come to this point and understand that our deen actually has raised the status of women. So it saddens our hearts very much when our women folk try, and our daughters try, to follow other cultures. True person that is there to become such a spiritual most important pillar in as far as shaping family, community and society's concerned, because they have taken values which are contrary to deen and thinking this will bring success. In actual fact, it's actually bringing their downfall. And ma'adallah, Allah forbid, actually, if a woman is barefoot of taqwa, does not have the fear of Allah, does not have the love of Allah, does not have the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, does not have in a character and in a behavior the characteristics of the mothers of the believers, the characteristic of Sayyidatina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the all the pious ladies, the pious women folk, then this woman, she mustn't think herself that she can raise a family. And that man who has a type of a woman like that, she shouldn't think that it is possible to raise a good family from such a home environment. So as we focus on importance of how it is important for us to build up a good religious Islamic environment at home, the value of marriage is very important. It is of paramount importance. On the road towards turning the rights that had been stripped from women, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam highlighted that within marriage, the woman is a companion who plays an essential role in earning the pleasure and blessings of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Furthermore, he clarified that isolation and monasticism had no place in deen, in the deen of Islam, and Allah Azza wa Jalla could not please that way. Instead, he emphasized the fulfilling the rights of others by fulfilling participating social life, where the essential means of earning Allah's pleasure and blessings. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people taught people to live together in the harmonious bond of marriage rather than alone as hermits. To further emphasize the importance of marriage, he announced that marriage was his sunnah. And whosoever, faman ragiba an sunnati, whosoever disapproved of his sunnah, falaisa minni, will never be of my people. Hence, we cannot have a more poignant and forceful sign for how important marriage is within Islam. So from this aspect, we understand that inshallah azza wa jal, we need to make our marriage work. We need to change the shift our focus, and we ourselves try to come back to Allah, try to come to back to Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to His ways, to His manners. If we are women, for come, try to come back to the manners and the system that is implemented by the mothers of the believers, and make ourselves that without taqwa, without the fear of Allah, without piety, we can never become a true successful woman. No matter how materialistically we can be successful, how we can be famous in this world, without taqwa, we have lost the essence of deen, we have lost the essence of life, and our home environment will never change. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us through the bond of marriage, and in our marriage trying to bring about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, whilst loving each other, we'll build inshaAllah Azza wa Jal the true inshaAllah Islamic religious environment at home. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil Ameen wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Thank you Allah for the Madani environment. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for all your blessings. Thank you Allah for the Madani environment.